This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Give me 5 seconds here. I'm going to tell my sister to turn down the goddamn TV.
God.
Oh, that reminds me. I should do my math homework.
Oh, wow. God, get a hammer because we are nailing his ass to the wall. Hold on, my grandma's making cookies too loud.
Uh-huh. Hang on, my Canon string phone just rang.
Here's JPC and Aaron. They're two people who love podcasts. We've replaced their morning podcast with an episode of Hey Riddle Riddle. Let's see if they notice.
The fuck is this?
Honey, our podcast is broken.
What the fuck is this?
I hate this. I miss our old podcast.
Who did this?
Enjoying your breakfast podcast?
Ha! Jesus Christ!
Sorry, I'm the table.
The table's talking to me.
Honey, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning because the table is talking to us.
Why are you making your voice sound like that? What's going on?
I'm on
what
a
is
TV
this podcast?
Show.
What? What?
You're listening to Hey Riddle Riddle. It's a podcast.
I'm not. I'm listening to a table. Tell me that my wife's on a TV show.
It's a podcast where people try and solve riddles, and along the way they do improvised scenes. How do you like it?
GPC, wake up. You're having a nightmare.
Oh, God. I was having the worst dream. Blowing it in front of a guest.
Oh, no.
GPC, that's what's happening. Because we have a very special guest. One, I think last time we gave her a nickname, because that's what she needs is more podcast nicknames. We have Janet Morph herself, Janet Varney.
Yay!
Yay!
Welcome back to the show, Janet Morph.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. It's great to see everybody. Oh, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
That could
we,
I don't
truly
mean,
did it.
You know.
Although you shit on Casey pretty hard when you popped on the call here.
I did, but I shit on you harder when you went to go tell your sister to turn the TV down.
Oh, okay. Well, now everyone knows my business. Now everyone knows that my sister uses my TV.
Point of
yeah,
clarification.
Yeah, it's more likely someone can locate you because now they know your sister has the TV.
Is Janet's nickname, is it Janet Morph or is it Janamorph?
I think it was Janet Morph.
Janet
Morph. I think you
got to
hit
okay.
that.
You have to hit the
yeah,
T.
Yeah.
Gotcha, mm-hmm. gotcha.
Yeah. We were talking and I felt like... Or I was saying that it felt like it was like last year or a year and a half ago that we recorded with you.
Yeah.
But it's been 4 years or something. It's been too long.
But so Janet, how was your last 4 years? Anything eventful happened to you or the world?
I think so. I'm trying to think. I think a couple of years ago, I want to say I had a really good quiche, like a piece of quiche that I just was not expecting to be because it had smoked
wow.
Gouda in it.
Yum, yum, yum.
That's what's coming up for me right now.
Interesting. So I would expect a smoked Gouda quiche to be out of this fucking world. I would expect to love that.
Really good.
Okay.
It was really good. It was like, stay inside your house for 2 years and don't go outside and wear a mask good. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what it makes you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So since I don't think we've recorded with you since quarantine, you have a new podcast. Do you want to tell us about that?
I do. I have a podcast on the iHeart Network. It is a Nickelodeon podcast about all things Avatarverse, which means Avatar the Last Airbender and Legend of Korra, and not the James Cameron Avatar movie. That, I mean, that has got to be so tough on everyone associated with both projects.
Mm-hmm.
And then no one is going to yield. You know what I mean? No one is going to be like the project formerly known as Avatar.
Did you, can I ask, with your new podcast, which I'm very excited to listen to, I'm planning on doing a rewatch and listening to the episodes along the way. Did you insert something that's almost like Pink Floyd's The Wall, Wizard of Oz, where if you do happen to watch the James Cameron version, the podcast syncs up and tells some fun little story or something?
I gotta tell you, I that is my number one priority for season two, because we are almost done with season one. And I might need some help orchestrating that, because now I feel like it does need to be something, hey, Riddle Riddle, level good. Like, maybe there is like a elaborate scheme that we come up with where there's lots of, we plant lots of little Easter eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Just for future reference, if you ever to decide to like start a new podcast, I would listen to you talk about James Cameron's entire filmography. I would love you just being like, and not, I don't want you to rewatch any of the movies, just being like,
from
so Titanic
memory.
Was,
as I recall,
good.
I was very interested in the water in the abyss in an almost sensual way. If I recall, without a rewatch,
yes,
that was really sexy water.
Yes, the it's almost like what's his name, Robert Patrick in Terminator. Like, it's almost like a liquid metal, but the water does present itself in a very sensual way.
Yeah,
and I remember the first time I saw that movie, I was very much like, what's up with this water? Where I'm like, does anyone know? Like, is this water single or like what's going on?
The people died at all.
What?
I gotta say,
of Event Horizon.
Oh, okay.
I just put it together that we were talking about like the James Cameron Avatar with the Na'vi. I was like, James Cameron directed the Avatar movie? I was like, that can't be
this,
right.
You have proved the point.
Mm-hmm. I was like, everybody's getting the detail wrong. I think that was M. Night Shyamalan, but I can't be sure. Okay.
You can be sure. You can be sure.
Okay. I do need to, this might be the earliest scene we've ever called for. I do need to see the smallest little sprinkling.
7 a.m.
The smallest little saffron sprinkle of a scene. Janet, you are whatever age you were when you watched Abyss.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, you are the water. And you two are on a first date.
Splash. Hey.
Hey, this is... I cannot even tell. I was going to try to play it cool, but I got to tell you, I am starstruck, right? I'm waterstruck right now.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
My gosh.
Have you ever been on a date with a celebrity before?
I haven't, and I did not realize how truly long you are. I mean, your water body is stretching out of the cafe. I can see it going down the block. Uh-huh. I don't know where you end. I guess I know where you end. I don't know where you begin.
We cut to the end of the water where the back end is having another date. So, where are you from?
Splash. Hey, have you ever been on a date with a celebrity before?
No, I haven't. But you're my first. You are stunning.
Sorry, this is a little difficult. I feel like I'm having two conversations at the same time.
I knew it! I knew you were a worm-like water.
Same.
So, Janet, I mean, normally we ask our guests what their relationship is with riddles. We obviously don't get return guests. people kind of get a vibe for the show. They say thank you, no thank you. But it's been years since we last spoke. Has your relationship with riddles changed in the last few years?
I think if anything, my relationship with riddles has grown. It's deepened.
Ooh.
It's galvanized.
I
feel great about it. I feel no less apt at solving riddles. Mm-hmm. But I feel
look at fucking Dr. Library over here busting out the words.
Yeah.
Okay,
I am Dr.
Adel,
library.
You just used doctor and library, so watch out, college.
They have Dr. Library, and
well, that's great.
Dr. Library CPA. I also do people's taxes. I needed
your timing,
a third.
Your timing couldn't be more perfect, because this is actually the year that we love riddles again. So we are all on the
back.
Same page. Our love and appreciation for riddles has only grown more and more over the year. And the even better news, we're almost done with it. We're almost done with the year that we like riddles.
Okay. Oh, okay. So I'm sneaking in just at the end before
tail
we
end.
hate mm-hmm. riddles again.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Buzzer beater.
We gave ourselves a lobotomy, and now we love riddles. And we're all smiling, and it feels great.
Wait, but I got to ask a serious question. Have I only done your podcast once? I thought I'd done it twice.
Felt like twice was only once.
Oh, my
so,
God.
It goes an hour, and most people do end the podcast by saying, can we get two episodes out of that? Surely there must be enough for two.
I think I've created a false memory. I have done many guest appearances on podcasts over the years, and I remember being with you guys more and better than I remember almost all of the guest appearances I've done, to the degree where I think I've convinced myself that we recorded together in person, and then sometime between then we recorded like streaming, or we recorded together in person again or something. I don't know how I've done that, but I really have created, if this is my second appearance on Hey Riddle Riddle, I've something has happened to me.
You recorded with us in a dream. It might have been a beautiful dream.
Okay, I did just Google Janet Varney podcast guest, and this is an anecdote that she shares on a lot of podcasts.
And I could swear.
It looks like.
I will say Janet.
I know I did it.
I remember all the worst things that happened to me, too, in vivid detail. Janet, I will say, you've recorded, I think since quarantine, you've recorded
don't
with
try,
Maddie
I
Tavern.
Knew you were going to try to push Tavern on me as, like, your reasoning.
Wow.
And
I got promoted. I got
wish I'd gotten out in front of that faster, because I was immediately going to follow up by saying, and don't try to tell me it's because I've seen you a couple of times, because you also did my podcast. Mm-hmm. I know all of those. I can cite all of those.
It could have been a lot of things. You could have been mugged. A lot of people times they're like, I did your podcast. Be like, no, you probably went through like something like violent traumatic.
Yeah.
Give me your purse. It's like, oh, let me solve this. Okay, so the purse is like the mother? No, it's...
Yes, some people, I remember I was trying to get into the country. I had been abroad, and the customs agent took me to a room and had a series of riddles that I had to solve.
Yeah, that was
very,
us.
I don't
very
think that,
common.
Oh,
very
that's
common.
Why. So it was you, it wasn't your podcast.
Exactly.
I just happened to engage with you in your regular jobs as customs agents. Got it.
Yes. Yeah.
Aaron was wearing a mustache, and JBC and I shaved.
Split
ours.
A mustache.
As is your custom. As is your custom. I'm going to lean in customs. Just a little bit more to the mic and leaning back.
So speaking of riddles, I found riddles and I went, wow, these are some of the most difficult, ridiculous riddles I've ever found. Mm-mm. And then I went, why not tonight? You know what?
Great.
Let's do this together. Maybe with one extra brain, we can all
maybe with
out.
A doctor library, we'll be able to get through these things that immediately sound to me like problems in a class in school.
Exactly.
And there's a point at which they become so complicated that you're like, oh, no, this is you're trying to fool me. This is education. Don't you dare.
So I'm going to do some warm-ups before we get into the really difficult
ones. Mama mi mo mu mu.
Let us go. Let us go.
I licked my cousin's lollipop. He told me, stop it, John.
Do, do, re, do. Do, re, mi, re, do. And then we're good.
I found a little kitty, and the kitty had 10 titties.
Okay. So these are listener submitted. They're from Raz, they, them. And these are riddles that Raz wrote for their D&D campaign, and they're themed.
I like the sound of this, Raz.
Is it Raz? You said Raz, they, them.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure it wasn't them saying Raz, them?
Okay.
Because I'm fully capable of razzing them.
Yeah, do like a fun little Raz.
All right, let's see. Let's assume that you're from Philadelphia.
He has a lot of material on Philadelphia.
Like mainly Philadelphia.
Softball,
bits
for Raz. Softball. any Rust Belt city, it's a little softball.
No, Raz is super sweet in their email, so let's leave them alone. All right,
okay,
so
no
here
razzing.
Are the we themed riddles from Raz. Silver maiden, pearl of light, shifting yet the same. A sister, present yet out of sight. Pray tell, what is her name?
Aaron,
oh my.
I'm onto your little game. Those are Led Zeppelin lyrics.
Damn it. Get out of here, Adel.
Wow.
Maiden down the road.
And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it hadn't been for the God my podcast.
Your Zeppelin dar is firing on all cylinders, because that is spot on. Zeppelin?
I know that you only date members of Led Zeppelin. My Led Zeppelin dar is unreal. Let me set you up. I know a few Bonhams.
Any guesses?
Yeah, I'm going to say oyster.
Okay, I like that guess a lot, but
I need to hear it again.
Of course.
Because now
Silver
I'm,
Maiden, yes. And both, but when Pearl you hear of the, Light.
Mm-hmm. Japes and Varney, when you hear this, please think of Led Zeppelin singing this.
Got
I can't
or
focus on the riddle.
The first time. How dare you? Yeah. Silver Maiden.
Pearl of Light. Shifting yet the same. A sister present yet out of sight. Pray tell, what is her name? So I would focus, like, what are some things that, like, create, not, this one doesn't necessarily create life, but it kind of light, it reflects light.
How, I mean, listen, hearing it the second time, I gotta say, oyster. Come on.
Yeah, pretty good, huh?
Sometimes if you say you have an answer twice.
Out of sight?
Okay, what about a chandelier, clam. Aaron?
A clam?
I like that. You're okay. Getting, but I would say think bigger.
Okay, Aaron, what about a wall-to-wall mirror?
No.
Okay, you could have said close.
Chandelier's a tiny bit closer, but it's still not close.
Sister out of sight.
Okay, so you bigger than a chandelier?
Silver Maiden.
Is it a giant menorah?
The beginning of this is more helpful than the second half. Silver Maiden, Pearl of Light.
Pearl of Light.
It changes.
I wish I'm
but
sorry.
It's still... I wish I might.
Silver Maiden, Pearl of Light.
Silver Maiden, Pearl of Light, shifting yet the same. Think shifting. Big, like really big.
The same. Moon.
Blue yes, oil. The moon.
What?
I got it.
You got
Whoa.
It.
And her sister, the sun.
Oh, yes.
Right. And remember,
I see a scene.
These are...
Rez. I'm on your wavelength. This is very cool. This is a great warm-up for me.
I want to see a scene.
I feel very warm.
It's just like the guest to come on and do way better than us. But Janet was on the cover of December's issue of Escape Room Aficionado, so to be fair.
That's right. But also, I was smoking a cigar because I was also doing the same. I had a joint. It was a joint cover thing. It was
And Arnold Schwarzenegger was sitting on your lap.
That's right.
I'd like to see a scene. JPC, you are the sun. Janet, you are the moon. And Aaron, you are the sun and the moon's parent. And you are having a chat with them about maybe life and what to expect as they get older.
Can I go? Can I just go?
No.
You can't go wearing my Led Zeppelin t-shirt. Thanks.
Okay, yeah. Your Led Zeppelin t-shirt.
Oh,
sure.
I'm sorry. Hey, sure. Guess what? It's daytime. I'm going to borrow her stuff and she won't know. Thanks.
Can
I do know. I see it.
Just have one school drop-off that is peaceful. Please.
Could you just drop us off? Could you just drop us off like a couple hundred light years away from school and then we'll just walk?
I would actually love that also.
Wait, are you embarrassed by me?
No.
What? No. Yeah. No.
We love your huge white beard and your flowing white robe. You're so
super cool.
I'm cool.
Oh my gosh, it's winter, but
universe.
You have sandals on. That's awesome. We're not going to hear about that in
home ec. You don't like my sandals? I created the whole universe in like 6 days. And you don't think that's cool? Look,
wait, people
I made a giraffe.
Cool
this
anymore.
Is hilarious. Oh no, really?
You made a Yeah, you know what? You have to stop leaning so hard onto the giraffe thing. Like, yes, it's very funny and hilarious and cool.
Look at this, a puffer fish. Huh? That's funny too.
Honest. Every time you show me one of these things, you get it way too close and it burns up. I have so many millions of dead giraffes in me, and that takes an emotional toll.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have, you know, a lot of people who just worship me. I guess I started out that I was going to be complaining, but then I realized I didn't have that much to complain about.
Okay.
Boring.
All right. I'm just going to drop you off. Well, one of you hurts people's eyes and the other one of you causes periods. So I guess have a good day.
I don't cause periods.
Yeah, it's something like that. I don't really... Women's bodies are gross. I don't really look into it too much.
God, thank you so much for coming into the parent-teacher conference. I just wanted to talk to you about your daughters.
What did they do?
Well, one of them is having a lot of flare-ups in class, and one of them feels like they're only sort of half there a lot of the time. So I don't know what's going on at home. Is there anything at home that might be going on? Is it just you, or do you have someone else with you?
That's
to help?
A little rude. No, I'm on my own, okay?
Well, you created me, so...
What does that mean? Is this my fault?
Well, you make no mistakes. You told me you make no mistakes.
I know. I don't make any mistakes. I did make it so my moon kid causes periods, and my sun one's going to explode after a while. I guess that's sort of a mistake.
Okay, I would just suggest bringing down the hammer a little bit more around the household, like really set boundaries and really lay out the law.
You know what? Fuck this. Flood. New Flood, starting over.
Whoa, fuck it's this. Me, Flood.
Flood, get down there.
I cause periods and stuff.
Splash. Hey, God. Nice to meet you.
Scene. Oh, man. Yeah, what does the moon do? Tides moon and periods?
It's the moon plus the tides. It's the tides that are the ones that really cause the periods.
Well, the moon causes periods, but it also causes waxing and waning, mm-hmm. which is very convenient.
So remember that these riddles are themed, and there's two more. Ready?
Great.
Oh, wait. So they all have the same theme?
Yeah, they're all the same. Just the these three from Raz have the same.
So the next answer will also be the moon.
Kind of.
Gotcha.
Thanks for blowing that for me.
You went to the Martin Scorsese School of Theme. What if he's a gangster and...
I want to hear his voiceover. I want to hear his inner monologue.
I'm laughing, singing, skipping along. I'm in such a state of bliss. Why might I just mimic the cow in that song and vault that celestial miss?
So in the song, the cow jumps over the moon.
Oh, moon.
You got it. Over the moon.
Yes. Yes.
Is it?
Yep. Should have spread these out.
The answer was over the moon?
Yeah.
So the theme is
over
moon.
Over the moon. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
I meant it when I said it is.
Yeah. Can we all take a stab at the third one?
That my joke backfired, I guess.
Can we all take a stab at the third one before we start?
Sure. Go ahead.
Moon's over Miami.
All right. Anyone else have a guess?
Blue Moon.
The Cheryl and Fenn movie, Two Moon Junction.
I would love it if it was, and you pulled that out right now. That would be amazing. Can you imagine?
I'm sorry. My Zoom froze. I want to say Two Moon Junction.
I know.
Whoa.
All right. None of you got it, so this might still be a challenge.
Okay.
Two twins living cheek to cheek.
Two Moon Junction.
Apologize. Hiding for most of the day. Sometimes, however, they take a peek in a most improper way. If you should see this peeking act, you might cry out in rage. Incidental, you both should be smacked and blame it on their age.
You think you're
onto something.
If I saw someone pooping, would I cry out in a rage? Probably not.
Would you say
that's not going to be my gut reaction.
This is most improper.
Oh, dear.
I think Janet said something that was definitely on the right track.
Oh, was it like mooning someone?
Yeah, it's mooning someone.
That's all Janet. I just listened to what she said and then I said it louder.
Exactly.
Congratulations, Adel. The account is yours. Good business. This guy gets a promotion.
I'm so sorry.
Let's advance him to the top of the corporate ladder.
We joke, but as I'm sure you say every time you read a listener's riddles, those are great. And yeah. I would be hard-pressed to come up with anything as clever and as poetic. So those were terrific.
You're going to hate this next segment where it's Janet comes up with the riddles. So, oh, boy. Good
luck.
Can
mine all be the moon?
Yes.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing that I would have to tack on.
Yeah, do more
and come
moon
up
riddles.
More stuff.
Thank you, Raz. Janet said they were great, and I agree. Congratulations, Raz, on great riddles.
Yeah, Raz, thank you so much. That was fantastic.
Yeah, Raz, do something about that big crack of the Liberty Bell.
I do want to see just the briefest of moments. I'm not even going to call this a scene. It's going to be a moment. JPC, you are Dean Martin. Dean Martin?
Okay.
And you are coming up with the lyrics for That's Amore, like 30 seconds before you have to go on stage and debut the song. You overslept and you forgot to write it.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Cocaine, the older version of cocaine. Okay, here we go. Amore, love. Yeah, love. It's popping. When the moon hits your eye like a big stack of dye. No, that's too nerdy. We can't let them know I'm a D&D guy. Pizza pie. I'm Italian. Why not? Okay, moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie. That's amore. When the floor hits the door, guess what's in store? More amore. Let's see. When the knob hits your key fob, beep, beep. That's amore. Okay, what else? What else?
Your mic is on.
My mic is on?
Your mic.
Good.
You gotta keep going. Revealed yourself as a time traveler by mentioning key fobs and the fact that they can electronically open doors. The government is coming for you, Dean.
All the nerds have bum rushed to the front. They're so thrilled you're a D&D guy.
When the voice hits my brain, oh, I think I'm insane. That's amore.
Insane.
I'm definitely hearing voices.
Perfect.
When an eel bites your heel, that's amore.
Yes.
Well, I say Well, I say we go to an early break, and then when we come back, I will destroy you with these new kind of riddles that I think will truly be the end
Jesus.
Of the show. I'm so sorry. I got to be honest. I read these and I went, uh-oh, how's this going to go? So let's go on a break, and then we'll be back and stretched and ready for these riddles.
I don't want to come back.
No, I didn't do a good job selling that.
Let's go to break. JPC or Dean Martin again, and you just found out Sammy Davis Jr. died.
When my friend hits the grave, we'll go to a break. That's a more.
JPC, Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just gotta wait a second.
This is... you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC and Adel on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so... this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
And we're back. I have to pee a little, so the second half of this episode is going to be really manic. Let's do this. All right. These are from Sandy Goldman.
Aaron, who?
Sandy Goldman.
Well, sorry, what was the first name?
Sandy Goldman.
Aaron?
I still can't hear it.
You're messing with me?
Sandy, yes.
Thank you.
I hate this show. Sandy Goldman. He is super sweet in the email, and he came to one of my shows a couple weeks ago and is really nice about it. He also said, you told us in emails if we have interesting jobs to tell you, and he does the storyboards for Rick and Morty. So that is a very cool and interesting job.
Yeah.
That's cool. A talent.
You just outclassed us. Cool, Sandy. Not cool.
You made us all look
very dumb.
You want your riddles read on the show? Go up and harass Aaron at one of her live shows. Go up to her and say, hey, I sent you an email 2 years ago. Never been read on the show. My name's Sandy. And then she'll have to do it. So I guess it works.
And I want to put it out there right now to our listeners. I dare not call them fans because they're purely listeners. Everybody hates the show. Let's start a petition on Rick and Morty to have Sandy create a character called Pickle Janet. Now, it's kind of, it sounds like Janet, but it's a pickle version of Janet.
Yeah.
Let's get that happening.
Oh, I think they do a pickle thing on the show already. No, you know what? Probably not. Nobody Googled
it. I think there's a cucumber.
Cornichon, Jan? Too many syllables. Gherkin?
Cornichon Barney? That sounds like a French ambassador.
Can we slip Sharon Beef onto the show? I think that people would enjoy that.
Yeah, slip
that
in.
A little Aaron Keefe character.
And just real quick.
Sharon Beef.
We're well versed in Hollywood. Storyboard artists, they write the show, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
They're showrunners.
If it's on the board, it's in the show.
That could be, you could argue that. It could be like the Lost in Translation thing. Like, I didn't see that in the script. And they're like, nope, it was a late ad.
It was there.
And then
it goes
to the animators and bada bing, bada boom, that's Amore.
I've seen a lot of things, and a lot of things like on television or in movies, and I thought, 100 people must have signed off on this. 100 people must have been like, well, I think this is a good idea. So I think you could get Sharon Beef in there. I think you could slip it in.
Yeah. Every episode of Rick and Morty is art by committee.
Twitch plays Rick and Morty.
All right, well, Sandy, thank you so much for these because I truly love them and we'll see how everyone does.
Sandy, I'm scared.
It's okay. We'll unplug the show. If it gets
very intimidated. I'm very intimidated by Sandy right now.
A while ago, he says, hey, y'all. A while ago, I came across...
Oh, never mind. I'm not intimidated.
It's very warm.
That's folksy. And he knew that would disarm me. You got me, Sandy. You got me.
A while ago, I came across my new favorite type of riddy/puzzy. Word avalanches. Have you guys heard of these? I have.
Dangerous?
Yeah, it's very...
I feel like I might know it when I hear it.
Honestly,
a word avalanche, is that like a word search where all the letters are like really crammed into the very bottom of it?
You can barely see them because they're overlapping each other. I wish. So
there are words that you're supposed to have P so they can know which way to dig to get to the search.
That's true, yes.
Oh. So, Adel, Sandy thinks that you especially will like these. So we'll see.
Oh, they're puns.
Yeah, well, kind of. Well, not at all, actually. But... I wonder if it is kind of, we'll see. A word avalanche is a phrase or something that is made mostly of homophones, creating something that sounds like a silly repetition of one word, sound, or short phrase over and over and over. For example, well, farewell, welfare.
Okay,
well,
got
farewell,
it.
Welfare.
Well, farewell, welfare. Okay.
Each riddle will be a sentence or a phrase that has... the victims, I assume, Adel and JPC, because Sandy knew I would read these. but didn't predict that Janet would be coming back on the show again. We'll have to rephrase these into a word avalanche that mean the same thing.
Okay. Definitely so, like school, but
exactly. So the prompt for
a cool substitute.
I like
substitute.
It.
The
like
prompt
it.
For well, farewell, welfare would be damn goodbye to my health and happiness.
Okay, yes.
You know what? This is finally clicking because Janet said like school, and I'm like, this is like school, except unlike school, I have no idea how to cheat. Like, if this had been normal school, I would have been cheating from day one. 3 years ago, I would have been cheating, and I just don't know how.
I don't know how, but it feels like you've been cheating.
So, Aaron,
I'm going to pee really quick, but I don't want to stop recording, and I would like you all to time me. I will be right back. Keep talking.
So just to create a word avalanche of my own for you two, because I think
I understand
what's going on.
Okay.
So to go back to Sandy, if Danny Zuko saw a group of fish going to an institute of learning, he might say...
If...
A school.
It's school.
It's school.
Very good.
So Danny Zuko's whole thing is he says it's cool?
Well, there's a moment now I'm going to admit that Grease is the movie I've seen the most times in my life. It's the movie I've seen the most in my life.
Yeah.
There's a moment where Rizzo shoves Sandy in front of Danny. He wasn't expecting to see her. And she's like, Danny, what's wrong with you? And he goes, school, baby. You know how it is. Rocking and rolling.
Sure.
And
so
whatnot,
you think that
I believe
any...
he says, and whatnot. Wait, did I add that in my own head?
What's my time?
Rocking and rolling.
I just want to make sure that you think that anything that a character says in a movie is their catchphrase.
Yeah.
It just that becomes their catchphrase. Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
Sure. 100%. He's got a ton of catchphrases in that movie.
You know how Leonardo DiCaprio's catchphrase in Titanic is, I'll never let go?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I already had
totally misthought that and thought that the person's catchphrase was just the character saying the title of the movie. So I was about to, I like just twisted it in my head. So I was about to be like, yeah, you know, like Holly Hunter's like, I guess we're going to be raising Arizona. But that's not what you were saying.
And she looks straight at the camera.
That's not what you're saying at all.
Janet, I'm almost 100% sure, not I'm maybe not 100%, 99% yeah. sure that Danny Zuko does not say, it's cool, baby. You know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot. But from this point forward, I will always say that out loud whenever I watch Grease.
Wait, I think he might.
I think he's, I've been walking around saying that he says that. Like, and I know
I think
it seems
he might
like,
say
how can
and
I
whatnot.
Really?
I think he might.
Here's the funny thing.
In my head.
Here's the funny thing. I'm going to do something, and nobody can make fun of me for this, but I have that clip from Grease on my phone.
Why? Why?
Asking why is not the same as making fun of it, but why?
Why?
Okay. Okay, so we're going to listen to this clip. We may have to cut out this clip due to copyright, okay. but we're going to listen to this clip very quickly. Uh-huh. We might have to cut it out, and then we'll be right back.
Uh-huh. We can use it if we also say that this is a high school production of Grease.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh no!
I both made the touchdown.
Wow. Oh no!
How does it feel?
Oh, where Casey cut out everything I said before the clip.
No!
Janet.
Yes.
I'm gonna carve out some time to formally apologize to you. I've seen Grease 100 times. I've never caught the whatnot. Janet, you're 100% right.
Oh.
I owe you my life.
You know why? Because you were still puzzling over your early understanding of the Australian accent vis-a-vis we hate a change of plans. Plans is like the first time you're as a kid you're like wait, because I feel like I saw that before I saw, you know, Crocodile Dundee.
I think my favorite part of the movie is there's a point where they go, it's very early on where it's like the T-Birds are out front of the school and they go, one of the guys, I forget his name, he goes, is that Danny?
I think it's Sunny who says
that. I wish more people just did that. Like, we're just sort of like...
Yeah.
The reason why people don't do that, especially at high schools, is because if you did do that, they would tap you and be like, that guy's a 37-year-old man. Someone get him out of this high school. He just drew attention to himself. He's a 37-year-old man. He's a grown adult in this high school.
Yeah.
Can I sit out the rest of the episode for being wrong?
Yeah.
No, wait. I was wrong, too. Please let me sit out.
We all want to sit out, but that's not how this works. So Sandy gave another example, which I was going to have you guys solve, but this one's impossible. It would have taken forever. So sure. Here's another example. This would be the prompt. A white supremacist musician is tasked with determining the rules to a marathon that takes place in a biodome on the moon. To determine the racer's positioning at the starting line, he decides to review the files of each person entered and make no sweeping judgment.
Wait, this is another word avalanche?
Yeah, this is an impossible one.
Because the first one was like, say goodbye to your health. And then this one was like a paragraph.
Yeah, this one's long. So it's racist. Want to try, JPC?
Well, no, race is the operative word at the beginning. But
racist position.
Ahead.
So it's a Toby Keith. It's a Toby Keith. Keith.
Keith, yeah, we're really Keith, stuck Keith on the Toby faith. Keith thing. It is race, but as you were.
Kenny Chesney.
A racist bassist. Racist bassist.
Flea. Oh, flea fleas.
Racist bassist. Bases. Space, base, race. Places on case-to-case basis.
Oh, come
okay,
on.
Okay, so that's still rhyming. Okay, because that's not full. Like, I was afraid that they were all going to be like, Sandy, 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 Sand, Sandy,
no,
Sandy.
Yeah, some's rhyming, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Oh, okay.
Not to say that I would have gotten that had I fully understood. I absolutely would not have.
Aaron, when you said that these were going to be hard, that this is akin to, like, handing a second grader some, like, trigonometry homework. And
which
being
I
like,
do all the time.
You can use your graphic calculator.
Yeah.
That's what the world
good
is.
Luck.
JPC, if I may, this is like handing a second grader a portfolio and saying, we have some astronauts stuck in space. Can you help us get them home? Please, little girl, bring them home.
And she pushes up her glasses.
I definitely want to see that movie, which means I need to see a short scene. Adel, you are the person who hands over the portfolio to Aaron, the little girl. And JPC, you are the brother of one of the astronauts who for some reason is hysterically there to freak out about it.
Excuse me, are you Bethany Sullivan?
Who's asking?
I'm with NASA, ma'am, and we have a bit of a situation. Now, I've heard from your teacher that you're the best in class.
Yes, that's what I say. I'm the best in class.
Well, we're going to need your expertise. We have some astronauts who are, how do I say this? They're experiencing some difficulties in space.
Say
and
no more. Let's go. I'm going to need a booster seat, a carton of Red Bull, and a bunch of chalk for later.
Well, you didn't have to.
Give this little girl a booster seat, the Red Bull, and the chalk for later. My brother's dying in space.
Sidewalk chalk for fun.
Anything you want, anything you need, just bring my brother home.
Right away, ma'am. And while I go and grab that stuff, I want you to meet, this is Commander Armstrong. His brother is up in space right now.
Sir, we're going to get your brother home.
Thank you.
If it's the last thing I do, I will get your brother home from space.
Thank you so much.
Onward! And then it's a montage of her doing it. She's just like, yeah, wearing those 60s horn-rimmed glasses. She takes a nap. She has a little snack. She gets them home from space.
She throws a tantrum.
Moments where I did feel a little bit like she was evolving into a Martin Scorsese title character.
Ever since I was a little girl, I always wanted to solve problems.
That's what I thought maybe.
There's a body in the trunk of her car, and she stares at the camera. I bet you're wondering how I got here.
Didn't tell me how addictive cocaine would be, but boy, was it.
You're walking through the school cafeteria to get the class, and your date is like, I thought you said you were a student.
Exactly. All right, let's actually do these. I'm going to give you hints. We're going to figure it out.
Oh, but did you guys right. like how We've I bought only... us time by doing a scene?
Yeah.
Very We've only listened to examples of this one. Oh, yeah. God.
Aaron, we failed to ask. I feel so rude. How was your pee?
You know what? It was kind of funny because I was my boyfriend heard that I had to pee. He can hear me. And I started running to the bathroom. Nosey. And he pretended that he had to go to the bathroom, too, and started running there, too, to stress me out. He's like, me, too. I got to the bathroom. And I was like, no, but. And he was like, I'm just kidding.
I don't want to say that he like lifted the toilet cover seat, and not because he wouldn't lift the second seat because that's weird unless you were going to pee standing up, and then like, taken out a little pile of toilet paper and was sort of, you know,
that would have been fun
to speed up your experience,
you
not crank you.
It's not always as cute as you think it is for your partner to leave you little toilet paper piles throughout the house. I'm not saying that I know anyone who has dealt with this issue, but actually it does cause big fights.
You might have rats. Discussion that it's sort of romantic when you have to pee on top of someone else's pee. Like you pee and then the other person's pee and you do one flush right after the other.
Oh, Aaron, really so this right. isn't therapy. This is a Zoom recording for a professional podcast.
Are you sure?
Not like secrets you whisper into a journal.
This is my pee Zoom with people when we talk about pee? Okay, I am very late for something else.
Janet, is this similar to working for Nickelodeon?
It's just the same.
Oh, boy.
I need three Aaron, more wanna... slime references.
Aaron, did you want to hear your time?
Yeah, well, how long did it take?
37:28.
Minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
We waited for a long time.
Yeah.
The guy who sketches crossbreed dogs is good enough for now.
Ah, okay. Yes. The doodler, the doodle.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The doodle, the doodler of doodles.
I knew this would happen, and that's why I picked these.
The doodle doodler.
It's doodle doodler. Definitely doodle
what,
doodler.
More than just doodle. What's the full name for the dog?
The Labradoodle Doodler.
Mm-hmm.
The Labradoodle Doodler's laboring over noodling.
I think Lab comes
that
back.
That avalanche
right?
came
no,
to
lab
a
does not
skidding
come back.
Stop.
The Labradoodle Doodler. And what?
It's not Doodler. It's the.
The Labradoodle Diddler. Doodles. No. Dogs.
The Labradoodle
Don't
Diddler.
You do
what
that.
What's the name of something that someone would. It was just a single
sketch,
but
drawing,
the,
line.
The word that we're
the
going
doodle.
For. The doodle. Doodle. So the Labradoodle doodle is the first two words.
The Labradoodle doodle.
Doodler.
No.
Aren't we doodle. Talking about the man?
Yeah, but think of the
Is this
another
a bad
way
time to say
man.
That there was a serial killer in San Francisco at some point called the Doodler?
I would say
Are you
this
serious?
Is the exact right time for
serious.
That.
It is never time. It is never
please,
the wrong
please
time.
Please know that there was a true crime podcast that came out called The Doodler. And... unfortunately, I don't think it ever addressed. Like, you got to start out at the beginning and be like, okay, guys, big thing we got to get over. Big hurdle. Yeah. We are calling this podcast a doodler. That
Everyone
is what
laugh.
He was called. But this is very serious subject matter.
Did they ever
and in the
catch
movie,
him?
Jeff Bridges played him in the
so.
Movie.
Oh, God.
the doodler. The labradoodle doodler.
So it's just, so the labradoodle doodle, and then think another way to say man or guy.
Dude.
Yeah.
The labradoodle doodle dude.
Yeah, you kind of got it.
I'm a labradoodle dude.
That's it? That's the whole thing?
The labradoodle doodle.
The labradoodle doodle.
I realize doodle of my doodle dude.
Stuck a knife in her neck and called himself the doodler.
The labradoodle doodle doodle do. And I sound like a fool, and I'm sorry.
Oh, the labradoodle doodle doodle do. I like that. That's great.
So just to backtrack slightly, and I'm very curious, Janet, was this killer, was it like the sidewalk folk who like have a little easel and they'll draw somebody on a skateboard with a big head kind of thing?
I'm going to have to refer to the internet for that.
I'll be honest with you. I know a little bit about this case.
Oh, good.
Big true crime fan. The reason why they never caught the doodler is because they are yet to commit a crime. Working backwards on him. They had the name, and they were like, if we find a perp that matches the name, this is what he'll be. But so far, there's no crime.
It's what we call double jeopardy. The nickname was given due to the perpetrator's habit of sketching his victims prior to their sexual encounters and slayings by stabbing.
Interesting.
You claimed not to know anything about this, but yet you knew that it was stabbing. There are many ways to kill a person. You knew it was stabbing.
Let's just sing a couple.
I want to see a scene. Janet, you are a labradoodle doodler.
Mm-hmm.
JPC, you are a labradoodle. Aaron, you are the labradoodle's handler. And you've paid for sort of like the equivalent of a Sears family portrait for your dog, but sketch, not photos.
Okay, and I just want to, I'm taking a little bit longer because I really want people to get that it's hypoallergenic, and that's kind of hard to convey in a sketch, but I think I'm getting there.
Take all the time you need.
Oh,
thank
you. She's
the light of my life, aren't you? As gooba dooba 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 doo.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Is this guy going to fuck me?
No, this is...
Because why'd you bring me here? I thought we were going to a labradoodle doodler.
No, excuse. No, she's painting us, sweetheart. She's painting us. You're disgusting. I'm so sorry. I have the horniest dog in town.
First of all, you don't.
I would love for you to not just apologize for your dog being horny. I think we've skipped past the part that he's speaking.
Oh,
about
right.
About his horniness.
A witch and lightning, a fountain. It's a long story, and I don't want to bore you with it.
I made love to a witch and a fountain. I got hit by lightning.
Hey, is someone singing lesson. Led Zeppelin over here?
Your Zeppelin dar is off, sir. Go back to the mall.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's horny dog dar, but what you have, my man.
I'm going to have to start from scratch. I have to start with a story. I have to sketch out. I'm a storyboard artist. I should have mentioned that. So I'm going to have to storyboard that whole process before I feel comfortable ending with a panel in which I myself am shown sketching. It's going to be very meta, and yes, I will make love with you.
Ooh.
Hot dog! That's
scene.
Me.
Scene.
Oh, boy.
So how do we feel? Quick, hey, riddle meeting. How do we feel about new merch that says, I have the horniest dog in town?
Veto. Veto.
All right,
but
Aaron.
You came up with it, Aaron.
All right, Aaron. It's December 15th. You only have 100 more vetoes. So.
And I will use them all. All right,
the
next
veto one.
We have a few more, and I'd love to get through them because these are very impressive.
Yes. Why not?
To surrender a French city to the Velvet Underground singer in his pair of toilets.
Lou Reed? To
what?
Velvet Underground. Yeah. Lou Reed, right?
Yeah,
that's Nico. Nico.
No, oh,
Lou. Oh, okay. I got excited because I thought maybe it was going to be Nico, but it's Lou
cool.
Because Lou is Lou and Lou. Saint
to surrender a French city.
Alou, Toulouse. Alou, Alou.
Huh?
Lou Reed, gentle Lou Reed. Lou Reed, Velvet Underground. Do you like a Nico?
Toulouse.
Oh, holy shit.
Toulouse.
You got it.
Wow.
Janet,
can I just say, Janet, that this was the podcast equivalent of that janitor solving that math problem on the board in that movie?
You had me a janitor because it has Janet in it.
Wow.
She's our janitor.
You're thinking of We Bought a Zoo. We
oh, yes,
bought
I'm sorry.
A zoo.
We bought a
zoo.
A zoo. We bought a loo. Can he stop smoking, please?
All right.
That was great. I said it was great because I got it.
Yeah.
That was
That's
maybe the
most. That's a classic case of complimenting something because you yourself solved it.
No hyperbole. That was maybe the most impressive moment of actual riddle solving on the show so far.
Mm-hmm.
In the history of the show, not this episode.
All right. Here we go. The thing I have is going to agitate this prickly plant from Hey Riddle Riddle's home state. Our show started in Chicago.
Wow.
Home state would be Illinois. Mm-hmm. Annoy, aloe.
The thing I have.
Thistle. So it's not my aloe Angelou.
You guys sound like that Danny Kaye movie where he's trying to remember where the poison is. The pestle. Wait. With the poisons in the vessel.
Wherever
the
I
pestle.
Go, whatever we
But we
do.
Say Illinois in it. Thistle.
Can you repeat the whole thing one more time?
The thing I have is going
this
to agitate.
Annoy this thistle.
Yeah. This will annoy this thistle. No, you need one more word. This will annoy this Illinois thistle. You got it. I haven't even had that at all. That was not me getting it.
That was me saying everything. Everyone said something, and then I put those things together.
Sounded like
after
you
told
it.
Me exactly how to put them together.
Janet, you know that thing? I think like the lead singer of Tool has this, Maynard Keenan, whatever his name is. You know where they people can like hear in colors? I think you think in word avalanches.
Yeah. You have avalanchesthesia.
And I mean that in a bad way.
Yes.
I take it a very bad way.
All right. We got three more. A man vandalizes an important sign for a film starring Mark Wahlberg and a progressive Massachusetts senator.
Oh, boy. I thought the beginning was already the answer. What was it? A man vandalizes
an important sign for a film starring Mark Wahlberg and a progressive Massachusetts senator.
Graffiti. Graffiti fear. Roller coaster. Graffiti? So, is that?
What's Mr. Wahlberg's first name?
Mock. Oh, to mock? Mm-hmm. To mock a mock. To mock. I'm mocking mock with a mock. X mock the mock. Mock 5. Let me hear this
again. You sound like I put a bunch of peanut butter in your mouth and you're trying to get it out. A man vandalizes Wilbur. An important sign for a film starring Mr. Wahlberg and a progressive Massachusetts senator.
I don't know. Is there
So it's a movie starring Mark Wahlberg. So it's not Mark Wahlberg.
No, it's Mark. It's Mark Wahlberg.
It is Mark.
There's no actual title to a movie in here. It's the
Well, that sucks.
It's an important sign for a film. Like when there's a sign for a film. Perhaps
billboard?
Over
marquee.
The theater. Yeah.
A marquee. There you go.
And then vandalizes it.
You could key something. Like when you key something.
Yeah, key a car.
It's the other one. It's more of like a blanking your territory.
Tagging.
Marking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, marking your okay, well.
We had that, right? Marking. So marking.
And then it's Ed Markey is the end.
Mark. Yeah. Something Marky Mark.
So this one's, I think this one might be my favorite because it's really dense. So
well, it's also Boston very Boston.
We are also very dense. So by that definition, we should be able to solve this.
Walk us through it a little bit at a time.
He and then the word for vandalism.
So
you got
he,
it.
Is it he marked?
With an
he,
S.
He marks.
He marks.
So that's how it starts. And then the next word is important.
Important.
Yeah. Oh, he marks. It's marked. The word that's the important
key.
Yes,
it's key.
Mm-hmm. He marks.
He marks key.
He marks.
And then the name.
Mark.
But I would say maybe the
Marky.
Name he went
Marky
by
Mark.
When he was
Marky
yeah.
Mark.
Yeah.
Marky
he marks
which
key. Marky Mark.
Marquee.
Yeah.
He marks Marquee.
He marks
key party.
Key Marky Mark.
He marks Marquee. Key Marquee. Marquee Mark slash Marquee Marquee.
I want to see, that's outstanding. Right? I want to see a very quick scene.
Wait, what's then, the marquee? What's the last marquee? I'm sorry. What was the last?
That's Ed Markey. Sign, and then the one before
oh,
is marquee.
Oh, got it.
Marquee, yep. Marquee.
Gotcha.
I want to see a quick scene. This will be fairly short so we can hear the rest of these, Aaron, because mm-hmm. these are outstanding.
Aaron.
You're going to be, the three of you are going to be three Bostonians with the accent.
Oh, no.
And you're all friends and you're hanging out and you're all gossiping about Mark Wahlberg.
He thinks just because he's from Dorchester that he's better than us. And now he's rich, and now he thinks he can come back here and show off all of his wealth. Unbelievable.
How dare he? He's not like us. By the way, I'm sorry, I just got back from my semester abroad.
Oh, great. Now you're showing off. I don't know how to do an accent from Boston, so...
You sound good to me.
Just gonna kind of... fly blind here.
I could try to get into a Boston accent. I was in France, as you know, Toulouse, for so long, for the semi, and now I am back.
Yeah, you keep talking about it. You think you're fancy all of a sudden because you went overseas?
It's truly not fancy over there. We just, you know, we wake up at 11 o'clock. We drink our French word for coffee. We eat our French word for bread. Uh-huh. Look, I didn't learn the language, but the accent really rubbed off on me.
You've changed, man. I've seen you throw up in a Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee cup. You think you're better all of a sudden? Fuck you.
They don't have iced coffee in the fans, obviously.
So wait,
I don't even get to say Wahlburgers.
Hold on. Yeah. Unseen.
It's, hey, France isn't that fancy because they got a Wahlburgers.
That's how you do a Boston accent.
I had to put him.
You just
in
don't really finish your sentence.
Class.
And it's
you
class.
Had to.
Is Marky Mark's version? Is he covering the Beach Boys in Good Vibrations?
What?
I don't.
Didn't
think
he sing
so.
Good Vibrations? And
yes,
also, is Toulouse-Lautrec the painter? Is that his first name, or is he just from Toulouse?
Stay curious, Adel. I love that you got questions. I love that you want to know more about the world. I think that's a
I'm not joking.
Thing.
I'm truly curious.
Adel,
I don't know.
Like, you're like the janitor in the movie, and they walk into the room, and you're like, you got chalk, and you're all over the board, and they're like, this is an art history class. What the fuck are you doing? You're ruining this board with your questions.
I'm solving history.
All right, we got two more. Ready?
Okay.
Behind
Sandy,
that-
these are great.
Oh, I love them.
Wait, was Sandy right, Adel? Do you appreciate these for the sort of silliness?
100%. Any sort of wordplay I'm obsessed with. I will say that first one that Aaron read was maybe the most daunting task I've ever heard.
Wait, Adel just said any sort of wordplay he's obsessed with. And he just said that Grease, which is a one-word play, is his favorite thing. So... I guess he's consistent.
One word play.
Wow.
Loves word play.
Wow.
Also, he loves hair.
And he also ends everything when he agrees with word. Word.
Word and whatnot.
I'm high all of a sudden. Behind that woman, a preacher walked by an advertisement for noodles.
Did you say a preacher or a creature?
A preacher. Behind that woman, a preacher walked by an advertisement
wow.
for noodles.
Ramen, amen.
I wish it was
amen
ramen.
Ramen.
No,
hold on. Can we? Oh no! Can
Priest?
We do like a fun pop up? Can we do a fun pop up that's like we serve ramen noodles in a church and we have everybody slurp and then we go ramen? Can we do that, please?
I don't like crushing your dreams, so yes.
Word, sure. Word.
No, there it is.
And whatnot. Priest, Aaron. Is it priest?
A preacher. So, no, it's not priest.
Pastor?
Father.
There you go.
He walked past that father. Now you're doing a Boston accent, Janet.
There you go.
Father.
I got it. That's all I needed. I just needed
you
to think
take
of
a left and then go a little bit farther towards the pastor with a cow's oar.
That is not a Boston accent. That is a slowly
that
melting
went back
JFK.
To your little girl.
Aaron?
No, it went back to your little girl
oh,
voice.
Yeah, sure.
Aaron,
right
there's lots of parts
pastor.
Of Boston. You don't know them all.
Yeah. Pastor. Oh, pasta. Like pasta?
He walked past he
behind
walked past
that
her.
Woman.
For noodles.
So
pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor.
The preacher.
Pastor.
Past mm-hmm. her, the pastor.
Great.
Past.
Walked by in. So walked by.
Past.
Uh-huh.
Past.
And.
The
past.
Noodles.
The pasta.
Pasta.
And then like a sign or like a.
Past. Past. Poster.
Like there you go.
Poster.
Mm-hmm.
Poster.
Wait a minute.
Pasta.
That feels like
stretch.
It's one thing is not like the other.
I know.
Slant rhyme. past that? Past her walked the pastor. Past.
Or no, pastor the pastor. Pastor the pastor.
Pastor Pussycat. Kill, kill.
Louis Pasteur was a pastor. Ooh. So you can add in past her, pastor, pastor. You're the ur. I slipped in the ur.
We broke
the pastor, pastor. Past. And then it's like a person who can't remember what they're going to say. Past. Yeah. Past a poster.
Friend, poster. If you're listening to this right now, yes, you are dead. You're in purgatory? Wait, hold on. You're in purgatory. You're in. If you pee in purgatory, you go
you
to
pee in real life.
You're in purgatory.
Oh God.
So Aaron, I think we got
so
all
close.
The parts.
Yeah.
Can you say it all
put together? Them
together?
So behind her, the woman. Uh-huh.
Past her, the pastor.
Uh-huh.
The
by.
Louis Pasteur who became a
Louis
pastor.
Pastor.
We need
Toulouse.
To augment this.
So behind the woman.
Past her.
A preacher.
The pastor.
Mm-hmm, and then walked by.
Past.
Pastor.
Past her or the pastor passed.
The
pasta.
Noodles.
The pasta.
And then the last word. Which
poster.
Yep, yeah, there you got it. Someone okay. Say it past, all in order.
Past her, the pastor.
Pasteur.
Past pasta poster.
The yeah. Pasta poster.
Yeah. No, someone Louis say it all together.
Hold on,
someone
hold
has
on.
To get it.
Louis Pasteur, pastor.
Pastor the pastor, past the pasta poster.
Oh, thank God.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, amen.
One no. More. And this one is, actually, I'm not going to say anything. Lisa.
Did you just fast forward? Hold on, that's not fair.
I've never seen a person fast forward before.
You just fucked up the audio.
Rewinding. She might have been rewinding.
Yeah, I rewinded Casey, to yesterday when I was reading this riddle.
Casey, as a joke, have Aaron's audio out of sync for the rest of the episode, please.
That sounds exhausting. Poor Casey. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Pastor, fast forward.
And that's my plug for the episode. Lisa Kudrow urinated a piece of air rifle ammunition that came from a Massachusetts town.
Phoebe P to BB.
Is she okay?
Phoebe P, Phoebe to BB.
She's dead. She's not
Phoebe
okay. That
peed,
killed her.
Phoebe P to BB.
You were so close.
Oh.
You kind of got it. I think you might
read
have
it one
it.
More time.
Lisa Kudrow.
Phoebe.
More than just her character on Friends, but whatever.
Urinated.
Yeah, the comeback's actually way better than Friends.
Exactly.
All right, so start with that comeback.
Nope.
The comeback?
Nope.
Okay. So Phoebe peed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
a
then
BB.
The town from Massachusetts.
Phoebe peed.
Phoebe peed.
There's a lot of Massachusetts-centric stuff happening here. I'm starting
it's
to think he's from...
Aaron.
Sandy's from Massachusetts, I think.
Yeah.
Nobody tell her I'm from there,
hometown
too,
favorite.
And that's why I like me.
Phoebe peed... Peabody?
Yeah, you got it. Peabody. It's called. It's pronounced Peabody.
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 And when okay. If you're from Massachusetts, we say Peabody.
Phoebe peed a BB and Peabody.
No, you got.
No,
you were so
Phoebe
close.
Phoebe peed Peabody.
Yeah, Phoebe peed Peabody, and then air rifle ammunition.
BB.
BB.
Mm-hmm, that's it. Oh.
Phoebe peed Peabody BB.
There you go. Phoebe peed
nice.
Peabody BB.
That's a very fun one.
Did you know that the Arabic word for baby is Habibi?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So if Lisa Kudrow had a baby, it'd be Phoebe's Habibi. Peebee, peebee, peebity, peebee. Now I'm just turning into the Swedish chef. Furdy, 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 furdy.
Absolutely what I was hearing as well.
The flirty gurdy, hurdy, furdy.
The hurdy gurdy.
A traditional Irish good morning
to you. The flirty, hurdy, gurdy. David Mamet.
Dirty.
Dirty. Writes a lot of dirty lines in his plays. Sure.
Sexual persuasions in...
Uh-huh. Sexual persuasions in Chicago.
Something about a duck.
So I guess now we have to pour all of our brains back into our heads and figure out a way
not
for them
possible.
To like harden back up into brain
not
again.
Not possible.
That sounds like a lot of work. I'm just not going to do it.
The cerebral bowl. So, okay.
Oh no! This is really going to change at
Cersei
all.
From Game of Thrones.
The funny joke writing center square wrote a cascade of words.
The Paul Lynde laughing.
No,
the Paul
you got go
laughing.
A little later, but it's impressive that you went even further back because it's not okay to even go as far back as I did. But his name is Bruce Valanche.
Oh, Valanche.
Yeah.
The so Avalanche. The Valanche Avalanche.
That's what I'm trying for.
Oh, nice.
Paddle adding ad-libbed additions.
All right, we got to get out of here. Sandy says, I love
no,
these
Aaron,
things.
This
I
is
expect
our life
you
now.
Guys to either love them or hate them, but I hope they're fun or enjoyably infuriating. If they're fun, there's
I
loads more where
of
that
the
came
above.
From. Yeah,
here's
right
what I'll
way.
Say.
Thank you, Sandy.
I think besides that first one, not the example, but the first one that you saw for us, besides that one, the rest of these might be my all-time number one riddles we've ever done.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Hold on.
Take all the time you need.
Having been to the beach, Olivia Newton-John picked up her Oscar.
Grammy. Sandy won a Grammy.
I mean.
Yeah, the Oscar's a Grammy.
I'm bringing in Gold Man.
Oh.
See, I'm bringing in Sandy and Gold Man.
Gold Man.
It's like Sandy, Gold Man.
And Sandy, the Macho Man. The Macho Man Savage. Sandy, Goldman, and Randy.
But the Oscar is like in the freezer.
I just watched
Coldman, Goldman.
Oh, Coldman.
And Sax.
Coldman, Goldman.
I've never watched people work harder to get their souls ejected out of their body. I've never seen people work harder to shoot their souls out of their noses.
But JPC, can we agree that when Santa Claus and Frosty the Snowman are together, they are Coldman and Sax?
Veto. I get 99 more vetoes.
99 vetoes.
I want to see one final scene and then we'll do plug. Final scene. JPC, you are. Aaron, I don't think Aaron's been in a scene.
Adel, you haven't been in a scene. You put yourself in it.
Okay. So I am Santa. Janet, you are Frosty the Snowman. And this is a very quick advertisement for our law firm, Coldman and Sax.
Ho, ho, ho. Has this ever happened to you?
I sound like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
See?
All right, great. That was a great take. I think we want to focus more on the law firm.
I don't remember what I sound like. Do I sound like this?
Sorry, I keep taking the hat off and then putting it back on, and that kind of fucks with her memory.
Yeah, that resets the memory. Don't do that.
Sorry.
Becca, we've been here all fucking day. I think that was as good as they're ever going to get
it. Print it.
Oh, wait, but I also have a bowling alley, and my belly shakes like a certain substance, and my partner is jealous of me.
Is he pitching us another business?
Jeez, we're packing up the camera.
Jelly much? Jelly belly, belly jelly?
You took the hat off again.
See? Janet, don't tell anybody else you're our favorite guest of all time.
It's true.
Do you have anything to plug for the listeners?
I think we should plug the Hey Riddle Riddle show at Sketchfest coming up on Sunday. No, yep, Sunday, January 8th. I'm not looking at anything. This is from memory.
That is incredibly impressive.
Sunday, January 9th. The Sunday's the 9th. Sunday, January
4 p.m.
Sunday, January 9th, 4 p.m. Gateway Theater. The gateway to comedy. Heaven.
It's Cookie Monster.
Wait.
He's here. He came.
Demons can announce gateways to heaven if it's comedy heaven.
We have not announced our special guest, but we might as well say it here on the podcast. It is Cookie Monster.
Oh my God.
And he will be there with Chewbacca, and he will take a crap. So cookie, wookie, dookie.
Oh my God.
And if you want tickets.
Adel, if you call me in the night, middle of the night with one of these, I'm going to be so pissed.
Aaron, you know it's happening.
HeyRiddleRiddle.com/live. And we do /live instead of /live because we think our live shows are kind of like our live shows.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And we
it's
always
like
say
an expression of
we
love.
Wear little bands on our wrists that are yelling and say live strong.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love
to support
it.
Our live
love
shows.
It.
JPC, anything for you to plug?
Nope.
Aaron, anything for you to plug?
Nope. Just go back and listen to Janet's first episode, too, because that's one of my first.
So good.
You know what? I'll say Janet's second episode is good as well. So if you just keep scrolling through the catalog until you find that second episode that she was on, that one rocks.
We will say you can only access it in your dreams. Also, the song from the first episode, The Three Mommies Making Salad, I sing around, my fiance and I sing that around the house constantly. Janet, do you remember that song?
No, I don't remember The Three Mommies Making Salad.
Three mommies making salad. This is an upbeat ballad.
That is very good.
You all created that.
Yeah.
I do have one thing to plug. I'd like to join everyone else in saying nothing. But I do have to plug. I was a guest on a podcast called Cruise Control. Cruise spelled C-R-E-W-S. Aaron, I believe you were on that as well. Mm-hmm. So check out my episode of Cruise Control, wherever you find podcasts. Janet.
And since no one else said it, I'll go ahead and say happy birthday, JPC. All right, go ahead, Adel, whatever you got.
Does this release, the day after your birthday? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, that was a trap. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was a trap.
And y'all fell for it. JPC.
Thank you. Thank you.
JPC.
JPC.
Are we still recording?
Oh my God, we made the same joke at the same time.
This is what I just hear normally. I just hear this normally.
The moon made our joke sync up. I'm telling you. It happened. It's real.
Wait, Aaron, was it the moon or was it?
A Jupiter. Goodbye.
Bye forever.
Oh, fuck. That made me so happy.
Very funny. Very funny.
That was incredible.
Happy birthday, JPC.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, JPC.
Happy birthday, JPC. John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Parrish is the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris. Janet, that was phenomenal. Thank you so much for coming on.
I can't believe I made up. I really probably did have a dream that I that I did your podcast. I feel like I've told people on other podcasts that I've done your podcast more than
once. Yeah, last week I was just on the show. Check out the episode.
So you're just admitting
that's
you're
so
a liar.
Scary.
It does 100% feel like you've been on more than once.
Wow. I mean, yeah, I feel very close to you all right now. Casey, not you so much. You're very new to me and very strange and scary.
Sorry, Casey. Hey there, Bops and Flops. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It is part 6 of our Name That Tune, the 2000 series. It's not really Name That Tune. It's something completely different. You can listen to that, plus all of our back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. And starting January 1st, ad-free episodes at the Review Crew level. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.